podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Aren't we all nonsense words? I mean, if you think about it.
Is Andy coming down with something?
Maybe.
Or are you just trying out your Barry White voice?
Andy's hey, coming baby. Down with the case of the gay.
Baby, can't get enough of your love. Tim, I think you're going to have to boost my audio this week.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies. I'm Andy.
Why don't we all talk like this? Yeah.
Take your panties off.
Take your panties off, wring them out, and listen to the rest of this sexy talk.
Are you from Japan? Because I want a Japanese off.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankass.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week we talk about dressing up for Halloween at work, Noah's birthday, diabolical children, and I learned something new about Facebook. And when you hear this sound...
Not the bird!
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Did we lose him already?
No. I'm here.
Oh. I heard a message like, oh crap. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I guess this week I'm the sexy bald bitch in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I got hair. And I'm in Tancast.
And ladies, if you're wondering, yes, the carpet matches the drapes.
I too am moist.
What?
That's the link I sent you guys.
Not the bird!
It's Hillary Clinton and Nicolas Cage's faces merged together.
I can't look at that picture without hearing it in Nicolas Cage's voice.
I too am... And I can't do it. That's like...
Who, what, where?
I too am moist.
I'm more of a moist protector.
Look at my dick.
What? Where? What dick?
Our Nicolas Cage falls apart after a couple words.
Not the
I'm
bees.
Starting to sound like a Muppet.
Hello. Hey, bird. I'm Nicolas Cage, bird.
Not the bees. Not the... Oh, they're in my eyes.
I'm addicted to smack, bird.
How to get burned? How to get burned? How to get burned?
I think my favorite part of that movie was when he just decks the big chick, the one who's like running the inn. By the way, nobody should watch that movie just to see the quote unquote best part. Just search YouTube and you'll get all the high points.
Not the bird!
What movie?
This would be the remake. I thought me and Andy were going to say the whole thing at the same time.
No, we reverse the orders of our sentences. You'll need to edit them to join them up.
Wicker Man. I haven't seen the original, but I've seen enough of the original to know that it is better than that one.
Yes, I have seen the original, and I think being punched in the dick is probably better than the remake.
Wow, that's harsh.
Although you do get to hear Nicolas Cage yell a lot and repeat himself. How to get burned? How to get burned?
I want to thank V-Reg.
That's his gangsta name. What's up? V-Reg, cutting it up on the ones and twos. Y'all motherfuckers better watch out.
V-Reg, he sent me a gift on Facebook. You know how, like, when someone's birthday and they say, oh, you want to send them a gift? And I never do it. He did it.
Well, that was nice of Reg.
You know how sometimes people do nice things and I never do that thing?
Well, it was done for me, so fuck all y'all. Bullshit about Heather, your kindness coming back in the world. If your apathy, kindness still somehow manages its way back.
But
But you know what? You have to be worth it. You have to be a quality human being, like I am.
Wow. It was very nice of him to get me a gift for someone I've never met. So, aww. I appreciate it.
All I sent you was a big picture of a fat brown bear.
That was appreciated, too. I can't really get much with it. I took it to the store, and I was like, can I buy a Coke? And they're like, nope.
But, fat brown bear. Like, no, you're really slimming down, sir. Don't think we haven't noticed.
And I whipped up my dick, and I was like, look at my dick! I'm like, nope, you're still not getting that Coke.
Like, unless you can slide this through this slot. And then money comes out of it.
He can slide it through a slot. Damn it, Hiccup! Oh.
By the way...
Your body conspired against that joke, Tim.
Have either of you seen the necropants that people have been posting on Facebook?
Not the beast!
The necropants?
It's like...
No.
It's like pants that you can wear that's made out of human skin.
Ew.
Penis still there, in case you were wondering.
Oh, double ew.
That's
gotta be fake. Did you snopes that shit?
I did not. I have seen it posted on, like, multiple places, but I have not snopes it. I believe it's real. People did fucked up shit. But let's see.
Yeah.
Tim is so doubtful.
I am doubtful.
Made from corpse. Well, it's in a museum, so I guess when Noah says you can wear it, that's the rhetorical you.
Yeah, sorry. It wasn't like you can go wear it right now. It was
no, it's not like I can go to necropants.com and buy me a pair.
That's right. I thought he meant. When I Googled it, I found out. Okay, so fucking one crazy person, I can see that happening. Look, craziness.
But it's just,
I thought you meant like... New from Calvin Klein, necropants.
Is it just crazy that it ever happened?
I mean, yeah.
That's all.
It would be more crazy if some sort of marketing corporation was involved. Look, we found a niche. Look, if we look at our fourth fiscal quarter, we can really boost things up if we make pants out of dead human skin.
All right, Jordache, you haven't been doing very well lately.
So wait,
Jordache!
We need to come out with something that's really going to turn heads.
Noah, I think an important question is still left unanswered for the Jordache people pants. Should the penis be included? I don't know. We should call a meeting about this.
I think that's extra. It's kind of like buttonfly and zipper.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Like, do you want penis or no penis?
Our old slogan was Wrangler butts drive me nuts. Our new slogan is Wrangler butts are made from us.
We killed a prepubescent 12-year-old for those skinny jeans.
Oh man, can you imagine what would happen if your wife wore the pants in the family? She'd also wear the dick, I guess.
Oh man.
Wow. When you said look at my dick, you wouldn't have to take your pants off.
Now here's the question. Were you expected to wear that like a codpiece? Like were you expected to put your bits in the I guess now pouch in the front?
So here's the Museum of Icelandic Sorcery and Witchcraft in Holmavik, Iceland houses the only known intact pair of necropants that are meant to be worn day and night by their owner. In order to make the necropants, called nabrak in native tongue, an individual had to get permission from a living man to use the skin after death. That's polite, you know. Yeah. I'm going to cut off your bottom half of your skin and wear it around. Is that cool? Yeah, that's fine.
Like what? Are you too good to wear me as a jacket, too?
The surviving member of the pact had to dig up his dead friend's body, peel off the skin. Oh, that sounds like a lot of work. Of the corpse from the waist down in one piece without any holes or scratches to make the magical trousers. Here's the best part. As soon as they step into the pants, the skin of the corpse stuck to their own.
What?
They would immediately be stuck with your own flesh and be part of your body.
So that's your new penis?
I call bullshit on that part.
Why wouldn't you just peel off his hand skin and then commit crimes and everybody would blame a dead guy?
Did that work?
Clearly not watching FCSI.
Did that happen?
Necro hands.
They didn't do fingerprinting back in the 17th century. That is a relatively modern invention.
Were you there, dumbass?
Yes, I was, Tim, for I am eternal.
Bullshit.
Was there ever an episode like that in CSI?
I'm sure there was something similar, not exactly that.
On a unrelated note, have you, well, I'm sure Andy hasn't, but have you seen Jess, our listener Jess's costume, or parts of it?
I have not.
Is he the one working on the Marty McFly costume?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw, yes, I've been watching pictures of it on Facebook unfold. I'm rather
So go ahead.
Yeah, that like that hoverboard, that looks pretty faithful.
Now, that was, he made that, right?
That's what I believe.
And he got the shoes, and the jacket he made is pretty nice.
Sweet.
I'm impressed with his talents.
Very good. Did I tell you guys last week that during a meeting at work, they explicitly forbade people from dressing up for Halloween this year?
No. That sucks for you.
Yeah, words come down from the top that, you know, we never know when clients might be in the building, and we're a professional organization. So, you know, it's going to be business dress on Halloween.
Clients hate fun, and they hate people having fun. They don't want to believe anyone in this organization has a soul, so we're all going to dress like mindless automatons.
Yep.
And then if they see you having fun, they'll think you're not working, and...
And then they'll go to another place that has people. They'll go to the Borg place that has all the same people dressed the same way.
but they look like the Borgs, so it's like they're dressing up, so they won't like them.
Yep. So I'm now committed to finding myself a pork pie hat. What? I always dress like Heisenberg.
Oh, I thought a pork pie hat was like a hat made of pork.
Oh, pork pie. No. It is the flat top brimmed hat that that Walter White wore in Breaking Bad.
Do it.
Yeah.
See, my company is having a like a costume contest type thing, so I'm throughout the day I'm going to wear all my costumes that I own.
Does that mean you get entered multiple times?
Probably not. It just means every time I get up from my desk, I'm going to come back to my desk in a different costume. Like, showed up as Superman. He went to the bathroom, came back as Captain Picard.
I like it.
Went to the bathroom, came back as Harry Potter. He went to the bathroom, came back as Michael Jackson. Then I got a pirate. I got Indiana Jones.
I think Tim has to poop a lot. Also, our bathroom may be magical. There may be Narnia in there.
I like it, Tim. People buy change. Sometimes some, like, I've seen people like do that. I don't know where I was at someplace, and like they, I saw them again. I'm like, wait, you're wearing something different than you were before.
Now, Tim, the best bit will be if you disappear in the bathroom, not carrying any bags in or out.
Well, right, because I'm actually not going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go down to my car.
It'd be better if you hid the costumes in a panel above the bathroom, you know, in the roof.
Yeah, like
better if I
late,
just hid them in random places all throughout the office, so I wasn't even going to the bathroom. Like, I would just go into a random meeting room and come back out.
A la Superman.
It's going to take some planning.
It'd be amazing if you were, like, in a meeting, you slip underneath the table, and you come back up, you wear your different costume.
like, I just dropped my pen. Oh, shit.
Yep. Tim, weren't you a pirate a second ago? Nope, Darth Vader.
I still have all the pieces so that I could come as scary Mickey Mouse.
Not the beast!
Oh, man. Oh, that was magical.
I'm sorry. I can see it again.
You can't unsee it. I think it's the problem.
You gotta get...
I'm here for your nightmares.
Actually, I think you'd have my voice. Hey, kids. I'm here for your nightmares.
Mickey wants some dicky. No. Who wants Mickey's dicky? That's what I should have said.
You have to, like, get the makeup, but also, like, you just had, like, a look on your face. Like, you've been beaten down by the world. Like, yeah. Life's hard for me.
Oh, that's just my face, Noah.
Tim, you're the only person I know who isn't an alcoholic yet looks like one.
I guess you're doing it, Tim?
Like,
wrong.
Like an alcoholic, but not a drunk. Speaking of Dickie, before I forget.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody, yeah. Somebody at work sent me a link to, I'll find it so we can put the link in here. A video by a guy named Lil Dickie called Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Not the beast!
The Jewish rapper?
He could be Jewish, for all I know, but the song is hilarious. I was in tears by the end of this
thing. Is he talking about rapping about his girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes.
His ex-girlfriend.
No, his girlfriend.
It's ex-boyfriend. That's what
it
was.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I thought it was, in retrospect, about a girlfriend that he had. But no, it's about his girlfriend, meaning her ex-boyfriend.
Exactly.
There we go. I am smart man.
Yes, it is very funny. Oh, I don't like this one.
You don't like it?
Sorry, I was scrolling through my Instagram feed, and someone posted a picture of their ankle or the leg with, like, something popping out that's not supposed to pop out. Not, like, a compound, but just, like, pressing against the skin, and it looks terrible.
Yeah,
why would you do that?
I would gather it probably does. I would say that's not great. You should probably get that checked out.
Yes, very hurt. Both bones broken. That part of my leg was just flopping around. Got smashed by about 400 pounds of freezer. Ah!
Oh.
Why are you doing with 400 pounds of freezer? That's not meant for your ankle.
Why are you putting 400 pounds of freezer on your leg?
Well, I should ask that.
I don't care how much ice you felt you needed. That is an unreasonable amount.
Just wear some necro pants.
I stubbed my toe. Where's that freezer?
And then also on a side note, there's a sexy picture of me and Tim on Facebook.
So where did that come from?
Shannon.
And she just randomly posted it?
I assume it's from Rocky Horror. Yeah, she said she found a whole bunch. Not Shannon. Other Shannon.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm like, has this been around for a while, or?
No. She just said she found, like, a bunch of old pictures, and she started posting them.
What is this thing with Throwback Thursdays? Have you been seeing people do that?
Yes.
Is that just a thing people are starting to do?
Yeah, it's been a thing for a while. I think it started on Instagram. I could be wrong, but basically you're just putting up a picture from the past on Thursday, and because people like alliteration, call it Throwback Thursday, like Follow Friday.
Shit, motherfuckers, I've been throwing back all month.
I think...
Okay, you go ahead and think. We'll wait here.
I think people sometimes do Flashback Friday or something. Like, there's other things as well, but Throwback Thursday is a big one.
One of the morning radio shock jocks, whatever, around here used to do Whip It Out Wednesdays.
Oh, that was all over the country, sir.
Yep.
what were you whipping out?
Boobs.
Oh.
I never saw the boobs.
Yeah, you know, Doug Benson should do, like, Side Boob Saturday.
Sunday. It's on Twitter.
Oh, it is on. Oh, it is on a specific day.
Yeah, it's a hashtag Side Boob Sunday.
Oh, I thought it was just Side Boob in general, like people send.
The only proper way to enjoy your Sunday. Church bullshit. Side boob.
Now that's a Sunday fun day.
The picture of me and Noah. Wait a minute. He just commented on it. You had hella ladies back then.
No.
You were all about the ladies.
No.
I was like, where's Noah? Probably with the ladies.
No, I was with you.
What's Noah doing? Fucking bitches.
I was with you running around a movie theater playing pretend shoot 'em up.
And then I assumed after that you went to hang out with some ladies.
Hey, ladies, I would just pretend to shoot my friend with this suction cup gun. Wanted to fuck me?
Wait, I should rephrase. Want to fuck me at my place or your place? Because I know it's a given that sex will happen. Now we're just arguing over details.
Just a minute. Logistics.
Come on, baby. Hop on my handlebars.
Yeah, I didn't drive. I barely made enough money. Well, the money I did have, I spent it on crap. Let me buy
I'll
some more CDs.
I'll give you a pump, then a pump.
For those who thought he said crack, he said crap.
I didn't have a big crack problem back then. But, oh, man, Tim, you totally look like Prince to me in that picture.
Chewy!
that millionaire.
When I first read that, when you'd commented, like, that's his full millionaire face, I thought it was like a Zoolander reference. I was like, is millionaire one of his faces? But then I kept reading, and I was like, oh, I get it.
Oh, man. That, like, someone's ventriloquist act?
My wife was like, oh, that means he has his hand up your butt.
Well, you can only see one of them.
Oh, man.
That still reminds me of the time that Tim sidecarded me while we were walking into Disneyland.
California Adventure, but yes.
Yes. Sorry, I should have said Disney whatever.
You should have said Disney's California Adventure.
I should have, but what I had actually meant to say was whatever the generic term is now for the combination of the California Magic Kingdom and California Adventure.
It's Disneyland Park and California Adventure combined to be the Disneyland Resort.
Ah.
Did you not get your fucking corporate mailer?
I did not. I didn't check the mail last night, though. I got home late.
You piece of shit.
I just wanted to get in.
All right.
See my kid. I'm sorry.
Wait, and he's not a piece of shit?
He is. I'm admitting it, and I'm apologizing for being a piece of shit.
He was a piece of shit for getting home late, and not checking his mail. Piece of shit for all those orphans he stepped on.
Well, Tim is right.
Do we want to do Tanlaughs?
Sure.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tanlaugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Because it's Tanlaughs! Tanlaugh time! You send them in and we read those funny Tanlaughs! Tanlaughs! Ow!
Can we whip it out quickly?
Oh, yeah, we can whip
it out. It's already out.
It's Whip It Out Wednesday.
Nah.
It's Whip It Out Saturday. It's Whip It Out every day.
Because I know Tyler sent some Halloween-specific hand laughs.
Do it.
Happy Halloween, guys! Here's some Halloween-related jokes for you!
Whoa.
How is an undertaker like a bottle of Robitussin?
I don't know.
They both take away the coffin? How does a girl vampire flirt?
I don't know.
She bats her eyes.
One, two funny jokes. Ha, ha, ha. I said funny, I meant funny.
Why did the ghost go into the bar?
I don't know.
For the booze.
My scary voices are, I'm running out of scary voices that I can do. And it's pretty thin that I could do them in the first place. But there are like four more jokes.
Jim, now do a clown.
I don't know how to do a fucking clown.
You do Krusty the Clown.
Why did the zombie... It just sounds like I'm fucking clearing my throat. What? Why did the zombie ignore all the Facebook friends?
I don't know.
He was still digesting his friends on Twitter. What?
Huh?
I don't know.
I guess he had eaten all of his Twitter friends, so he was still digesting, so he wasn't hungry.
So he wasn't going after his Facebook friends?
Exactly.
All right.
Jokes explained for your edification here on Tancast.
I'm going to go back to my shitty Dracula voice.
What do you call a monster who poisons cornflakes?
A serial killer?
Yes! What did Dracula say when he read all these jokes?
That's appropriate.
I don't know.
They suck!
Wait, I'm sorry, I meant...
Okay.
Anybody else have jokes for 10 laughs?
That might have hurt my throat a little.
I don't know what you were thinking about.
I've got one. I don't think we ever did it. It was sent by Todd quite some time ago. Some time ago. Like winter. An Englishman, a Scotsman, and an Irishman walk into a pub. They each buy a pint of Guinness beer. Just as they're about to enjoy their creamy beverages, three flies land in each of their pints and stuck in the thick head. Yeah, I know. The Englishman pushed his beer away from him in disgust. The Scotsman fished the offending fly out of his beer and continued drinking as if nothing had happened. The Irishman picked the fly out of his beer, held it over the beer, and then started yelling, "Spit it out! Spit it out, you bastard!"
Accents!
He's an alky. All right, Jen Murphy.
No, I already said that he was Irish.
Zing.
Jen sent us a link on Twitter.
Not the beard!
And they're your mama jokes, indexed by professional employment. So it's a little grid. So these are your mama so ugly jokes. This is the first set. First one is scientists. Fluorine? Is it? Let me send you the link.
Fluorine.
Fluorine.
Yep, fluorine. Like fluorine.
All right. So this scientist, fluorine wouldn't bond with her. Your mom is so ugly, fluorine wouldn't bond with her.
Oh, yes. Okay, I've seen these.
And then Andy's supposed to explain them.
Yes, because there's some towards the end that I was like, is that even a joke? Or did you just throw words at there and go like, I'm so smart?
So do you want me to explain that one, or should we just continue with all the jokes, and then I'll explain them one at a time?
We'll continue with the jokes, and then you can explain them. So, economist, your mama so ugly, your dad listed her as a toxic asset. Mm-hmm. I think I know that one.
Yeah.
Doctor, your mom is so ugly, I referred her friends to an optometrist.
I mean, I think you get that one.
Yeah.
All right, so this is your mama so stupid, scientist. Your mama so stupid, she thought black body radiation referred to the out of Africa theory. Mm-hmm. I kind of paused on the out. Economist, your mama so stupid, she thought externalities were when you get more
nalities.
Nalities. Oh, God.
Externalities. I'm so stupid, I'm sorry.
She thought externalities were when you got more nalities. Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
Okay, I'm back.
All right, doctor. Your mama's so stupid, she thought mastalgia. She thought nostalgia was when you reminisce about your boobs.
Oh.
All right, let's see. Your mom is so fat. This is scientist. Your mom is so fat. If she moved past a black hole at high velocity, it'd create a closed time-like curve. Economist, your mom is so fat, when she sits around the house, undergoes a higher than average activity depreciation. And then lastly, the doctor. Your mom is so fat, she has only a 30% chance of surviving the bypass. Sorry. She has only a 30% chance of surviving the bypass surgery. I'm so sorry. Andy?
Fluorine bonds with fucking everything. They actually use it to separate different isotopes of uranium, because uranium hexafluoride, I think, becomes a gas. Fluorine is so reactive, it will even bond with noble gases. So it's possible, like the noble gases that theoretically don't react with anything, like neon and xenon and all the rest of that stuff, can form compounds with fluorine. Black body radiation is a way of measuring the color spectrum. If you had a theoretically perfectly black, so no painting or whatever on it, round object, and you heated it, what is the spectrum of the light or heat coming off of that thing? Like, what does that curve look like? And I am not a physics expert, but the black hole at high velocity creating a closed time-like curve, I believe, is implying that your mother is also herself a black hole. That is, two black holes moving past each other at high velocity, I think, are theorized to, like, severely warp space-time, and I'm pretty sure that warping would be that closed time-like curve. But don't take my word for it. Go Google that shit, because Andy is sometimes wrong when it comes to exotic physics.
Damn it, Andy. Why don't you know exotic physics?
Because I got other shit to do with my time. Because I'm not an astrophysicist.
But you are an asshole.
I am.
Nah, you're not. You're a good guy.
I'm an asshole physicist. Which means I'll say something denigrating about your mother and then punch you in the face.
Do you know what nostalgia is?
I do not. Okay. I assume it's horrible. Because
I thought
it was
that podcast that was all about Disneyland and Disney California Adventure.
Oh, breast pain.
If any of them are still listening,
that would make sense.
They'll laugh at that.
Yeah, because algae seems to be pain things, like neuralgia and...
fibromyalgia?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of horrible things, just because it was brought up last week, I just wanted to let you guys know that Drew is fine.
Hooray!
Yay, yeah. That's good.
So
that's funny. When I was editing the episode, I was going to ask you about it, but it was too late at night, so I didn't want to wake you up with, like, hey, man, how's your kid?
Yeah, it took... So he went into the children's hospital here in Atlanta to get the sweat test done on Monday. Everything that we'd read about online had said that, like, oh, you'll know soon after the test. They're like, oh, well, somebody let you know this afternoon. I was like, fuck, this afternoon? Okay, so we'll just sit on pins and needles for a couple more hours. Afternoon came and went, into the evening, Caitlin called him. Like, oh, yeah, well, the doctor hasn't reviewed, and, you know, he'll put his notes, like, oh, yeah, sure, you know, it's only the test that the doctor sent us to go get to find out if our son was going to die young. We'll just wait. Thanks. So finally, like, I think it was right around lunchtime on Tuesday, the doctor finally got back to Caitlin and was like, oh, yeah, yeah. The results were, I think it's measured in parts per million, but it was like, he had 10 parts per million, and 40 is the point where it starts to get borderline, and 60 is the point where we have a pretty good idea that that he probably does have cystic fibrosis. So 10's way, way under the borderline. So I was like, I don't think a doctor really needed to explain that to me. I think somebody from the lab could have just said, his score was 10, 40 is where it gets concerning, he's way under that, he's fine. Speaking of whom, yes? No, you cannot get nerds.
Please?
No, saying please does not change my mind. No, you're not having nerds for breakfast. You already had sugary cereal. Be happy with that.
But I'm done with my cereal.
Okay, well then, meditate on how delicious that sugary cereal was. Okay, well then, don't do that.
I want nerds.
I understand you want nerds. I'm not giving you permission to get nerds. Now go away.
Nerds.
No.
I like he just keeps saying it over and over again.
Nerds.
How about, so you got a choice here. You can not have nerds, or you can go on timeout and not have nerds. Which of those two do you think is a better choice?
Nerds.
That was not one of your options.
I like this kid.
Nerds.
Go away.
It's funny because this is my future.
Yep.
Okay, so we got a little time. Maybe we should talk about... how
I
kids
was just
are
thinking
evil.
About this morning.
What was that?
I said I was just thinking about this morning because something happened yesterday that I was like, oh, this would fit into what Noah was asking about.
The text that you sent us last night?
Oh.
Oh, no. I wasn't necessarily going to bring that up.
Oh, okay. Oh,
well, you could cut that.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to mention one more thing. I didn't see the whole text, I saw the preview. So I like the part where you added, oh, they didn't cover this in parenting books.
Yes.
No way. So, it's not in there anywhere.
I just laughed. I showed my... I was out for my birthday. I showed the people I was with, and we all laughed.
I read it to my wife. She's like, yep, kids will do stuff.
Okay, so the thing Noah is talking about bringing up is something he's wanted to bring up for 3 weeks. Is me and Andy and Noah were texting back and forth and talking about how evil our children were. He's like, you talk about your children like they're criminal masterminds or something. And I was like... Yeah, pretty much.
Noah's children are so evil, he never sees them.
How's that evil?
I don't know.
See, the
joke wasn't a well-considered joke, but obviously I'm not feeling well today.
Well, no, the joke I was saying is that it's good to not see your children.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. See, I told you, I'm off my A game. And even my A game is like someone else's G game, maybe.
So yesterday I was taking a nap, well, Michael was taking a nap, and then Danelle came home, and... She was only going to be home for a couple hours. However, he managed to sleep both of us managed to sleep the entire time she was home. I was like, hey, babe, how you doing? I'm taking a nap.
Yeah, good night.
So then Michael wakes up before I do, because I only wake up because Michael woke up. But anyway, he wakes up and his mom goes in there, my wife. My wife! I can't believe I didn't say that already. But Michael knows that if he stays in bed, then he gets to play on the computer. So he refuses to get up until I get him up. So he tells, I think he told my wife to go away. And so then my wife is telling me about this. I'm like, do you know how often he used to do that with me too about you? Like, he'd be like, where's mommy? I want mommy. No, mommy. Ah. I'm like, he's playing us against each other. He's trying to crush our spirit.
Oh, Drew has done that more times than I can count.
Oh, which one's coming? I want the other one. Whew, that made me dizzy. A lot of laughing.
You're getting old, old man.
Oh, yeah, I am getting old. I need to take a fucking nap in the middle of the day.
Naps are fucking delicious.
I was way, like, immediately after I wake up from a nap, though, I'm always exhausted.
Because I think you're napping for too long.
I think the nap probably helps in the long run, but just immediately, like, when I wake up, I'm like, oh, fuck, bullshit.
Oh, okay, so you're able to get up, and then you wake up. Because sometimes, like, I'll take a nap, and I just can't get up. I'm just wake up, I'm just groggy, I'm like, nope, not getting up, ever.
Well, I don't have that option.
That is usually my outcome for naps. It's like, oh, I'm so tired, I'll just take a nap. And then I wake up, why am I more tired? Backwards from expectations.
So children.
So the text that I had sent
you to get evil
long ago, I actually went and pulled it up here, was when I told you guys, Drew decided to shout down from the upstairs bathroom, Daddy, why is your daddy dead?
And I guess he asked this question a lot.
Yes.
And I thought, for years. You know, from my perspective, I was just like, oh, he's just being a curious kid. He just wants to know how the world works.
Yeah.
But your perspective is...
My perspective is he has had this explained to him. So Drew has this thing. I don't know if Michael does it, but he will, like, he will demand attention and have no idea, like getting the attention was his end game. So once he's got your attention, he has to quickly think of something, like, to justify the mommy, daddy, mommy, daddy, mommy. It's like, better think of something to ask. So he was upstairs, like, going to the bathroom, and he had been fighting going to bed that whole evening. So I was like, it was a big battle just to get him to go upstairs. So that now he's in there, and it's like, just be quiet, go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, then come out. We'll put your pajamas on and read you a story. But you need to go do this, or else you're not getting a story. So then it was, Daddy, 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 Daddy. When I finally said, what? That was the card he decided to pull. And he does it all the fucking time. We've explained to him, like, I understand Noah's point. And, you know, we even made the point, like you said, on the evening, you know, maybe he just doesn't have the internal tools to process what loss really is. How somebody can be gone and, like, never coming back. And I get that. I get that Drew's not going to be approaching this stuff like an adult, but he also does shit where, like, he figures out kind of what somebody's buttons are, and then he'll just press it and watch you. So he's seen me cry over my dead dad before, so every once in a while when he's bringing it up, I notice he's just staring at me like waiting to see me react.
Let's see what he does. It's terrible.
So, yeah, I understand where he might lack those concepts, the ability to process.
But do you really think it's something out of maliciousness, or do you think, it seems like kids are just trying to figure out how the world works. And I think part of that reason is kind of like trying things and see... In getting a reaction out of you. You know what I mean?
And I think it is. It's like he knows that we'll get a strong reaction. So, like, now that he's got my intention, he'll get a reaction. And I really do think that is.
Maybe you need to stop reacting.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's easier said than done, I think, when...
Yeah, that's the problem. Is because it won't be like... It'll be completely out of nowhere. It will be like, we'll be talking about something else, and then it'll just be like, hey, Daddy, I'm going to stick this knife in your ribs. Like,
you must always be on guard.
Yes.
Never let your guard down right.
That is true. Don't trust your kids. That is the moral of this TanCast.
That's why whenever Michael says something to me, he's like, Daddy, what? What are you going to try to get away with
I'm ready. What you bringing?
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at your dark soul.
Come on, bitch. Let's do this. What you got? You want me to explain in great detail what it's like to fuck your mother? Because I will do that.
Wow.
I will do that.
Wow.
I don't think he could even comprehend.
See if that gets a reaction out of him.
You want to know how we made you?
Here are some pictures. High def.
Oh.
There's my cream. My baby making juice.
Okay, somewhere in there is you.
You're in there somewhere. Probably near the front.
Oh, man. And then, I think, did you have anything? You said something else as well, Tim, like that Michael will do things. Can't remember. I mean, it's way back in the conversation now.
Michael has, let's see here. Oh, no, that was just Tim. Oh,
Reading texts on TanCast.
Sorry.
Can't get more fun than this.
Oh, no.
He has, children exist solely to be little fuck faces.
Why do we only have 200 listeners? It's a big fat fucking mystery.
So I guess your Michael doesn't do personal questions, but he'll go, where's a garbage truck? I don't know. Rinse, repeat.
Oh, fuck, yes.
You say, he's actually mocking me by asking the same question over and over again.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I'm fucking clever.
Last night, Drew's was, Daddy, what's a Spider-Man? It's a superhero. What's a Spider-Man? He's a guy who got bitten by a spider and now has powers. What's a Spider-Man?
Oh, see, you made the classic mistake of changing up your answer.
Fuck you.
If you have any chance of outlasting him, you have to give the same answer back until he gets bored. You can't switch it up. He's like, oh, if I keep asking the question, who knows what'll happen next? Even if you only switch it up once, he'd be like, oh, he might switch it up again.
That's true, because when I play, like, role-playing games on the Xbox, if I walk up to a character and I hit talk and they say something, I'll hit talk again to say if they say something different. If they do, I'll hit talk again.
Until they stop saying something different.
Yep.
Yeah, but you'll try it, and you're like, that was the same, but maybe there's yet another in this random series of, and you'll just
keep talking.
Like, especially the way Andy plays video games. Fuck, he'll be there an hour.
Is this a loop, or is this, like, picking from a hat? I gotta know. Have I heard everything they have to say? Bestow upon me all your wisdom.
Yeah, that's why you don't change it up. You just say superhero. He's a superhero. He's a superhero. He's a superhero. He's a superhero.
He's a superhero. Yeah. Now shut the fuck and go sit on timeout.
Oh. So here's another, Andy. Basically, Noah, children exist solely to be little fuck faces.
No, that was a Tim.
No, that was Andy.
Oh, that was me?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Tim.
Basically, I'm looking at it right children now. Exist it was solely, Andy.
It was Tim.
It was Andy.
I swear to God, that was not my text. Oh, no, wait. I copied and pasted Tim's text from...
Oh.
So you see the quotes around it?
Yes, you're right. All
yeah.
Right. Okay.
Hang on.
So yes, Tim said that. And then Tim said, they have plots and schemes. They are like tiny little jokers, which puts Bat Dad's vines in a new light.
Hey, Michael. My son came in here wearing a funny hat.
Aw.
Hi, buddy. We're talking about you.
We are. And what a horrible little bastard you are. Yes, you are. Who's that little bastard? Who is the anchor on Daddy's soul over to you?
Wow.
I also like how Michael, like, just talks about me when I'm not just like he's thinking about me. No one likes beer.
That was
I
so
wish
random.
No one was my daddy.
Oh.
Wait, what'd you say, Tim? I mean, Andy?
I said, I wish Noah was my daddy.
Oh.
Oh, I heard, I think Noah is my daddy.
Oh, no. Wish. Oh, look at him. Kids in big hats. We put one of my giant fedoras on Drew when he was, like, just, like, he was able to push himself up, not even, like, crawl. I got a little bit of video, and it looks like a turtle. Like, his little tiny, like, arms and legs just sticking out from underneath my big fucking hat.
Little cute kids.
I know. Oh, so how the fuck was everyone's week, now that we've established that kids are bastards and will eat your soul?
Uneventful.
Okay.
Oh, pretty good. Went out to eat to my birthday last night.
It was Noah's birthday! What? Get
happy
bitches.
Birthday to you.
The present he was opening was Poontang.
Yeah.
I went to Bar Tartine, which is a restaurant, and then it was a surprise to the restaurant, and then my friends, Annie took me out, and then my friends Max and Kathy showed up, and then, so then we were like, you know, we're like, oh, do you guys, you know, they're like, oh, want to go out for a drink? I'm like, oh, sure, and I mentioned one bar, and like, oh, well, let's go to this other bar. I was like, all right, yeah, I've been there a while. And then on the way there, I saw some place that had, like, some food that I wanted to try, like a little dessert thing. But it was, like, it was kind of a long line, but I didn't think it would take this long. So we're waiting. Probably, I would say, like, a good 20, 30 minutes. Oof. So I finally get... Oh, well, not only that. Like, I saw my order move along. Like, the, you know, they have a little thing where they put the receipts and it, you know, moves closer to one end as your order gets closer. And I saw my orders at the very beginning, like, where you would normally get your order. And, like, they were pulling out stuff, like, behind me. I was like, so I'm like, what's going on? And so then I got my order. I ate my thing. We went there. And then my friends were there. And at first I was confused. I'm like, wait, how, you guys are just randomly here? Like, how did this happen?
What strange confluence of the universe has swept us all together in this tiny eddy?
Because, like...
Max couldn't throw an invite to your friend?
What was that?
Friend? Max couldn't throw an invite to, hey, we're celebrating Noah's birthday. You want to come out?
Actually, they did, but Annie sent you a message, but I guess it got sent to your other box because she didn't know how to get in contact with you.
Who?
Annie.
Oh, Annie. I said Andy. I'm like, why the fuck would Andy be involved? Fucking, can someone send this over to the other side of the country and then have him coordinate with Bab?
Yep.
What other box?
Andy reads his email constantly, like a champ.
You have
right on top of that inbox.
You have an other inbox on Facebook.
What?
Yeah, it's basically where messages go that not necessarily from your friends.
What is that shit?
It's been around for like a long time.
Facebook deciding that email should work differently than it works everywhere else, I guess?
Wait, no, because I got an email from some dude who isn't my friend to tell me about some bullshit.
Well, apparently it tells you when you do it, like, it's like, this is going to go to the other inbox. So.
Oh, fuck, you're right, other. Hmm. Hey, Tim, I hope you get this. I didn't.
So there you go, you were invited.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Oh, that sucks!
Because I was going to say that we're going to have to revoke Max's part-time Tancaster license.
I don't know why. I mean, I don't know. Are you friends with Max on Facebook, Tim?
I don't think so.
Okay. He's going to have to be now.
I mean, I don't think
it's... Oh, there was a gathering of Wipeout people. When was this? Why? 2011. So that was a while ago.
they're like, oh, hey, all you Wipeout people, we should get together.
Yeah, like had some sort of bonfire get together.
Oh. And that was the last invitation Tim received. Like, well, Bab clearly doesn't like us. He was just there for
the fame.
I would just
like to let you know that you were one of my nephew's heroes. What the fuck?
Wait, what?
Someone wrote me to say that I am one of their nephew's heroes, and I wasn't paying attention.
And you just ignored them. They're like, what a dick.
God damn it, Facebook. Why does this happen? Just put them all in one inbox. What am I so busy doing I can't look at one inbox? This is some bullshit.
You should write them, that person at least, you should write back and be like, thank you, that was very sweet. I am just now getting around to saying this because Facebook sucks donkey dick.
September 23rd, 2011.
Fuck. Like, I'm touched 2 years later. Well, my nephew died, so fuck you. Thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. Everyone, Facebook has another inbox.
Oh, son of a bitch. Look at all these messages I've been missing.
Every time you guys talk about Facebook, you are not talking me into using Facebook more.
You know what's odd, though? I think there is a setting, I just saw it, for the other inbox.
To, like, turn it off?
Let's see.
Or to mush it all into one inbox?
No. It's only, you can only do basic or more strict. So it says, who can contact me? Whose messages do I want filtered into my inbox? Basic filtering recommended, mostly friends and people you may know. Strict, but I haven't gotten something to my other inbox since 2012. So
that's
because
you're a friend whore. You just accept everyone.
And then Noah. Strict filtering, mostly see messages from my friends, messages from people you want to hear from may go to your other folder.
Wow.
But, I mean, we were just hanging out at a bar drinking, Tim, so I don't know if that would have been your scene, man.
I'm sure I would have made witty jokes.
My name's Tim, I got some witty jokes.
I listen to the best podcast on the internet, The Giant Bombcast, and you three noodleheads are okay, too.
are you going through your backlog?
Yes, I am.
Messages from the archives.
MySpace not seeming so bad, is it? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it is. Fucking Facebook didn't delete fucking years of blogging.
Not the beast! Ah!
Oh, MySpace. See, it's not... When they say it's MySpace, they mean it's ours, not yours. Oh, shit, I already made that joke in a comment. Oh, well, I'm recycling my own stuff.
You piece of shit.
Like a comic.
Wow! So many people have tried to contact me!
Oh, now I'm afraid to go look at mine. I'm afraid to go look at my Facebook inbox.
Oh, man. Well, there you go, people. If you haven't learned anything today, or if you learned one thing today, let that be it.
So while Noah was busy entering his late 30s, we're still mid-30s.
Hey, don't start a big story, fuckhead. We're going to wrap it up, because Noah needs to be out the door soon.
Oh, shit, yes. I didn't even realize the time. My bad.
Well, I was like, whoa, I hear our Andy story ramping up.
Nope, the only Andy story was, while Noah was doing all that exciting stuff, my wife and I managed to watch This Is 40. That's it.
Oh. I thought you'd already seen that.
Quickly, I did not like that movie. I felt the characters were unsympathetic and did not have, like, any redemption at the end.
That must have been who saw that.
I kind of felt similar, but I kind of, like, didn't expect that the characters were going to be like, oh, let me go fall in love with these people, because I remembered how they were Knocked Up. Where it was more like, these are flawed people kind of trying to deal with a semi-realistic, yeah, a little hyper-realized, but shit that families actually have to go through. So it wasn't all jokey jokes.
So I
liked
true.
It. I think a lot of people were expecting it to be like crazy, wacky, funny stuff. And it was more like, just sort of meditation on shit people go through as they get older in a semi-comedic way.
It was okay that it wasn't like all jokey. I just felt like they just kept blaming like everyone else for their problems and not taking responsibility.
So they were Americans.
Throughout the whole movie, they just like were like, yo, fuck those people. It's their fault. It's like, really?
Yeah.
So that is why I did not care for that movie.
Well, I liked it because like if you look at it from either of their points of view, it's like they're both totally reasonable from their own point of view. Like they have justified to themselves why they are such shitty people. So I thought that was interesting.
All right.
That was it.
Remember, never trust your kid. They are fucking with you and trying to take you down.
And you're doing it like Facebook, hiding fucking messages from me for no goddamn reason.
What do I hate this week? I hate lots of things. Oh, I know what I hate. I hate it. I hate people who saunter slowly across the street.
What if they just walk?
They had a red light before they even started crossing. Because I almost hit one of them this week. Not like I'm road ragey. Like, I couldn't figure out why the car at the green light in the other lane wasn't moving, and then the person stepped out from in front of that car directly in front of me as I was about to blow through the intersection.
Fuck, you can't even sign off quickly!
Hey, Tim.
Yes?
Suck it.
That was good.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend. Tancast.
Oh, fuck. My child's having a meltdown.
All right, stick him in the freezer.
Oh, wait.
No!
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense, because, yeah, then it'll turn back into a solid. Good job, Andy.
Yep. Thank you. Physics. I did the math. It checks out.
Have a week.
A week and a half.
Oh, that's right. Next, whatever.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to do the thingamy-wetsits.
Yep. Mine's not ready, but I have excuses for you later.